Ajahn, kindly share another story of Ajahn Chah they delight and inspire, perhaps your most memorable personal teaching. I just have to rely on what pops up into the mind, because there are many. One that comes to mind right now is when we were talking about how Ajahn Chah could teach Westerners who didn't have much Thai language, and of course he didn't have English language. And even with using quite simple phrases and simple words, one time I was with him as his attendant, and we were on alms round. He went over on alms round in the back of the monastery, and in the village in the back of the monastery, and then you had to come back through the monastery, through the forest. And we were just walking under a tree, and these two lizards fell out of the tree, and you know, they're probably copulating, reproducing. And then Ajahn Chah said, "Do you see that?" That's the sense desire. Trouble. It was very simple. That's, it was stuck in my mind all this time. Also, I remember one time when I had, it was very early years of being a monk, and just really trying to figure out practice, trying to figure out how to be a monk, trying to figure out training, and you know, it's a bit of a jumble. And ended up doing something that wasn't correct, wasn't appropriate. And I go to Ajahn Chah and let him know, and it was just had, you know, by following a habit of desire, and let him know what had happened, what had done, and he sat and listened, and you know, I was waiting. You know, waiting to get scolded, waiting to get rebuked in some way, and he just listened, and then he asked, and it was in Thai. It's very simple. He said, "Bentuk mai?" And I said, "Is it suffering?" And at the moment, it was sort of like, well, it wasn't. No, it was, it was sort of, I was doing something that was seeking, you know, the easy way, or comfortable, seeking comfort. But then you start thinking about it and saying, oh yeah, even that, these ways that we end up, even something that on the appearance is comfortable, is a way of, you know, creating some ease. Even that is fraught. And when you start really investigating and say, oh yeah. So that it was just turning attention in a different way and seeing how the assumptions that we make might not be the reality at all. And then, of course, seeing it more clearly, then there's a much more the impetus to really let go is there.